After a while, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
If you'll be quiet and come out, I love dogs.
I'm afraid she'll run.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. So, I'm just a local pest control company. Mm-hmm. This would point. I just signed up a couple of your neighbors. That's Anthony's last name. Biggerlaps, as well as, her first name's Carmen. I can't remember her last name. Yeah, exactly. They're not really seeing anything, just want the preventative work done on their home. How long have you been here?
What are you talking about? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Pest control.
Oh, okay. So, like a yearly kind of thing, or is it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh. And it's not for the lawn. It's for.
We actually go out about 10 feet into the lawn.
Uh huh.
That's mainly to keep rid of like any of the little ants that might be coming up, or especially like the ticks. The biggest ones, the ticks. We want to make sure that they're not getting into the home.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do that. We do inside, outside.
Does it do termites?
So the product we use for the carpenter ants is the same we use for termites, but we don't guarantee it because termites can fly, but we also have another part of our company that if the technician feels or sees termites, he'll call them and they'll come inspect to see if you need it. So, yeah.
And so it's a yearly thing. About how much is it?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, we're getting in at a real good price if we can fit you in with your neighbors. You're probably about the same square footage as the Flaccos and the Gerlachs, right? About 2,400 square feet or so?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So instead of the 195, we just take you down to the 105, and then we just keep you there.
All right, but so that says it's a quarterly charge, or is it a yearly thing?
Quarterly charge. So we come on a quarterly basis because our product biodegrades. So it's eco-friendly, and you don't have to worry about it harming anyone. We actually treat vet clinics, daycares.
So
no,
that's good, because we have a dog. Let me see if my husband's interested at all.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Steve.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing great.
So what do you do?
I can walk you through it if you want to see, just so you're more familiar with it.
No, you can just tell me. That's fine.
So we're going all around the home, both high and low.
Okay.
We treat the eaves for like the spiders and wasps.
Okay.
We make sure that they're not getting up, you know, into your attic.
Okay.
Hide any pheromone trails of like the old nests that were there.
Okay.
You know how they come back every year.
Yeah.
So we hide it so they don't.
All
right. We also come just all around the base of your home.
Uh-huh.
Especially in areas around here. This is called the J strip.
Uh-huh.
And that's a place where like the ants and spiders make their way into the home.
Okay.
And they eventually will get to their main water line as their water source, and then they could come in through like the kitchen or bathroom areas.
Okay.
So we just flush it out of there, make sure you're not getting anything. And then we extend it out about 10 feet with a granular just to get rid of most of the soft body eggs, the bugs that like the wasps will feed on, as well as like the ticks that jump off like, you know, squirrels and rabbits.
Okay.
And then in the home, we normally, you're not seeing anything inside, right?
Not very much. Occasional centipede I see occasionally.
Every now and then?
Every now and then, yeah.
Okay, so the first treatment, we just go in to make sure you're not having anything.
Right.
They go into like those spots I was telling you. Just he has a dust that he'll put into the wall just in case they're there. As well as just like a sensor. That's where it's kind of like a pheromone thing, just to check to see if there's any activity. And then normally that will suffice, but if you see anything else, you give us a call, we retreat for free.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing. We're guaranteeing all the carpenter ants, the carpenter bees, wasps, ticks.
So we've got something digging into that post down there.
Is it a perfect circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a carpenter bee. It's that guy right there. It's about that big. What they do is they'll dig in, normally just a little bit, and then they'll extend up to about 10 feet out. And then in those areas, they'll have little galleries that are coming out, and that's where they lay their eggs.
Oh, man.
And so there's normally one male.
Yeah, that post, I saw that, because they make a mess. They shoot it onto the siding, you know?
Yep.
Really?
I didn't even notice that. Oh, yeah. All right. Look, so you can see it. See it down the
siding too? Yep, I do.
Yep, so we treat for that. You won't have to worry about it. And your dogs probably like to chase them. I know a lot of the dogs do.
Yeah, because
they're really territorial.
Oh.
Really.
Really?
So the males, they're the ones that are the most territorial. They don't bite. They don't have a stinger.
Yeah.
But the females can.
Big, too. And they're like logy. I don't know. The neighbor was hitting him with his tennis racket. Because it'll split him. It's because of the strings. You know? Oh, I know. Isn't that nasty?
Rated R, no.
It's nasty.
So it's $100 of treatment? Is that what you say your special is?
With tax, it comes to $111.30. So first year, there's a total of 5 treatments. We come 2 months in a row to break up the egg cycle. Mm-hmm. After that, if you choose to stay with us after the year, it'd just be 4 treatments, just quarterly.
Mm-hmm. And is it a new contract every year? Or
nope.
Is it
after the first contract, you're not in one, so it's just...
It's the
going
same
as
price.
We go, yeah, same price. We don't raise prices ever. You can be with us for 20 years and we keep it the same price. Hmm. It's our guarantee to you.
Mm-hmm. And the Flaccos had somebody. So
yeah, they switched over. They were actually with a national company, mm-hmm. Ehrlich.
Yeah.
And we're just...
I remember seeing their trucks.
Yeah, we're a lot cheaper than them. We're saving them about $200 a year is what it came out to be. And we're doing a lot more like that Carpenter Bee. They don't treat for those. Carpenter Ants, they don't treat for those. Ticks, they don't treat for those. So...
What about the dog? Is it safe for the dog?
Is it a nice dog?
No, she can't be nice. She can be nice.
So we'd ask you to keep everyone off the lawn for about 30 minutes just to let it dry.
Right.
Not because it's harmful, just because it will stick to you if you walk on it, and that would leave a spot for where they could like survive.
Yeah.
So it's perfectly safe. Mm-hmm. We do vet clinics, ERs. Told you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Right.
I think you really like us. We're just a smaller local company, so whenever you do see something, we can only get out within about 2 days is all.
Mm-hmm.
And we give you your money back guarantee, so.
Okay.
So we're here Tuesday and Wednesday. Which day would work best for you?
Do we have to be here when you come? Oh, to go in for the first time.
Yeah. And it'd be nice for you to meet the tech as well. Any questions you might have, mm-hmm. or just point out your spots of concern.
Oh.
So, I mean, on a regular basis, do we have to be here when you train? No, it's just the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't be here.
You won't be here the day. Are you talking morning or afternoon? Or?
I could call and see which one we have available.
Actually, if you want, I don't know what's easier for you guys. I only work 5 minutes from here. I can leave work
really?
And just meet you guys.
Oh, wow, that'd
if
be
that
nice.
That would be, I can give you my cell number and you could just... Yeah. Then you can do whatever you want.
All right. And would evenings normally be better for you so you could get back, though?
Doesn't
matter?
No.
Okay. If you want to just fill out this square, let me check and see what time slots we have available.
Sometimes I know.
You
nighttime is worse
night.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's
really
worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be right back.
Give him a call. Let's see what we have. Hey, Kenzie, it's Steve. How's it going? Yeah, do we still have Tuesday slots available?
We don't.
Really,
we have a Wednesday. We have a
9
and a 10.
Okay,
if I take the 9, I don't even have to go to work. I can.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, can you reserve the 9 to 11 for us?
2 hours.
Yep. All right. Exactly. And I'll get back to you soon. What the date is. I'm so bad at the dates.
I forgot 19th, I think.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, only because I have something the next day.
Wednesday, 9 to 11.
So I have to be here for those 2 hours.
That's just a 2-hour time slot for the tech to get here.
Oh, I see.
And then he'll only be here for about 45 minutes.
Okay,
okay. When we call you, which number would you like us?
This one,
okay. Because before we come, like on later treatments, about
mm-hmm.
4 days before, they'll send an automated message just to let you know we're coming.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And if you don't want us, then you can return the call and say don't come
mm-hmm.
or reschedule with us. It's no problem.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the 19th.
Stop it.
I was going to be surprised if the dog was quiet when he said stop it.
She was for a second. My daughter's actually better with her. And she's a great dog. It's just this. When somebody comes to the door,
I have a little Yorkshire Terrier, and we cannot get her to be quiet. But when someone knocks on the door, she actually runs, hides underneath the couch, and then barks.
Oh, my God.
So we can't get her.
That's pretty funny.
She's smart, huh?
Yeah.
And she'll just bark and bark and bark for, like, 20 minutes?
Oh my God, and this one's really, really big too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not totally afraid, but, you know, like thunder and lightning, she'll go and hide up under the bed and then...
be careful.
And bark from under the bed like it's going to help, you know, just like you said.
31,
82, 81. You want to meet him? Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah. It's a good girl.
I love dogs. Except for the one that bit me yesterday.
Yesterday? Where?
Yeah.
And why?
So I was just here in Downingtown, just about 3 miles away or so. And I was walking up to a door. There's two dogs outside. One was a little chihuahua. The other was a medium-sized dog. And they're just barking, you know. I'm used to that. Normally, when I knock on the door, they come up and sniff, and then I can scratch them. But the owners weren't home, and as I was walking away, the medium-sized dog came up and bit me right behind.
Oh, my God.
Tore through my...
Did it break the skin?
Yeah, broke the skin and everything.
Jeez. Did the dog have its shots? I mean, you need to know if you...
Mm-hmm. I imagine it did.
Because it was at a house and had tags, I suppose. I hope so.
Yeah, I went ahead and I got the information just in case.
Oh, you did? Because I thought they weren't home.
So they weren't home, but I asked the neighbors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good idea. Well, this one got bit on Mother's Day, actually, in Akita.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lifted her right up.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Good girl.
She was being
good girl.
So let me walk you through this just so you understand all of it. So it's going to be a total of 5 services this first time, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
We keep you at that 105 with the 6% tax. It's 111.30. So 105, 6, 111.30 for normal. So after the entire year is all said and done, it's 556.50 is all. So don't forget. Oh, I totally did that wrong. I normally like to make out a schedule so you can see. Where did I go wrong? It's every other.
So your first one would be?
So we're coming on the 19th, then we come back exactly 1 month later in July.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To break up the egg cycles, like I said. That's where I'm stuck right there. Sorry.
Okay.
That was my bad. Not so professional.
No worries.
So as far as payment goes, we take Visa and MasterCard. If you want to go grab that, I'll go ahead and start giving Kenzie the information.
Okay.